Malawi's Vice President Saulos Chilima was arrested in November of 2022 after being named among 84 individuals suspected to have received bribes from a UK-based businessman, Zuneth Satam. Malawi's Anti-Corruption Bureau accused Chilima of receiving kickbacks from Satam in exchange for government contracts. However, early this month, Director of Public Prosecutions, Masaoko Chankakara, filed a notice to the High Court to drop the case in which Chilima had not taken a plea after 18 months. An order from High Court Judge Redson Kapindu, issued Monday, says all the charges Chilima was answering to in connection to the case have been dropped. Moses Nkandawile is the chairperson for the National Alliance Against Corruption. He told VOA that the Malawi government should have let the case proceed in court if it wants to be taken seriously in its effort to curb corruption.
If somebody has offended, violated, abused a particular law, it's extremely important that that person has to be brought before the courts of law. Because otherwise, we are just paying lip service to the fight against corruption.
Kandawile says it's unfortunate that Malawi's fight against corruption continues to favor high-profile individuals despite commitments by President Lazarus Chakwera to fight corruption without fear or favor. In May of last year, the DPP dropped a corruption case against former President Bakiri Muluzi, who was accused of diverting $11 million donation to his personal bank account while in office between 1994 and 2004. This came a month after President Chakwera pardoned the former Minister of Homeland Security, Uladi Musa, as an act of mercy during Easter. Musa was jailed in 2020 for corruption and placed on a U.S. travel ban. In July of last year, Chakwera also pardoned the country's former Minister of Information, Henry Musa, on poor health grounds. He was serving a 9-year jail term after being convicted of conspiracy to steal government property. George Piri is a former lecturer of political science at the University of Livingstonia. He says dropping a case against Chilima is detrimental to the fight against corruption.
Discontinuing a high-profile case, forgiving people whom the court has justified that they were guilty of offense, I think that does not send a good message in the fight against corruption in Malawi.
Malawian government authorities say dropping court cases is constitutional because the country's laws give the Director of Public Prosecutions the power to discontinue any case. Reacting to the development, members of the United Transformation Movement Party of Chilima on Tuesday took to the streets of the capital Lilongwe to celebrate the discontinuation of the case. Felix Njawala is the party's spokesperson.
We are excited, of course, as a party, but the key factor on this whole thing is the behavior of the vice president during the process. Really, we have understood really that he's a man who respects the rule of law, because he advised the membership of the party not to interfere with the process.
According to the court order, the Director of Public Prosecutions must brief Parliament on the reason for dropping the case against Chilima within 10 days. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.